1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive. It's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. The holidays are a special time of year. All of us at Mel's Tire are thankful for your patronage this year. Your loyalty allows us to give back to our local communities. Be safe on winter roads with the Yokohama line of tires. Choose from Yokohama Geolander MT-GO03, Avid Ascend LX or GT, or Geolander AT-GO15. Merry Christmas from Yokohama and Mel's Tire. 915 Graham, Emporia. Where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
Indeed, that's exactly right, Allison. And a big thanks again to the Mel's Tire crew and their customers for a super, super job with the KVOE Mitten Tree this year, Chuck. They had just about, 300 items on
the tree. Pretty close to 300. Amazing.
Just incredible.
Amazing what they did there.
Yeah, Mel's Tire. Service is not expensive.
It's always priceless.
That is it. 724 KVOE live and local. We're happy that you're with us here on this Wednesday morning. 64 degrees on our way to a record-setting 75 today. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland studio line by Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Gady. Sharon, good morning.
Hey, Sharon.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing all right. How about you today?
Great.
Good. How are things in the
tax
office?
Time.
It is.
There we go.
Second half tax time. And I was going to ask how the traffic is going and what the mood is in the office right now with that second half property tax deadline looming.
Okay. It's actually first half.
First half. Okay. I apologize.
It's first half. The real estate taxes you pay in arrears. And those tax dollars are just rolling in. We've had a lot of foot traffic in, lots of mail. There is a lot of online and Dropbox. Everybody is utilizing every avenue we have to get those taxes paid.
All right. So what are some of those avenues that can be taken advantage of as far as getting those payments in for the first half property taxes? And what exactly is the deadline, Sharon?
Okay. Well, the deadline is Monday, December 20th. We do accept postmark as like, if you mail in your payments or drop them in our Dropbox or do it online. If it's postmarked or anything by December 20th, that is acceptable. There will be no penalty on that. You're always welcome to come into the office. We love seeing everybody's faces and stuff, so you're more than welcome to come in. If you're not comfortable with that, we do, like I said, have the mail option. We have our Dropbox, the courthouse Dropbox, which is off of Commercial under the canopy. And also, there is the online, which you can go to www.kansas.gov/property tax and put in your statement information, property tax ID, your customer ID, and the instructions for the online are actually on the tax statement if you have any questions, or you can call the office and we can take payments over the phone also.
All right, so Sharon Gady, Lyon County Treasurer, talking about the upcoming first-half property tax payment deadline. So you like to see faces, huh, Sharon?
Oh, yeah, we love seeing everybody come in.
Even tax dollar, even tax dollar delivering faces?
You know, normally people are really nice about it.
Sure.
We don't have the problems, you know, so it's fine. We know they don't like to come see us. But that's okay. We're here to make everything go as smooth as possible and make it pleasant for them.
Well, and you do just that.
Indeed. Appreciate
that.
Indeed.
Well, thank you.
Sharon, in case people do need to come into the office, if that's the method that they choose, what type of documentation do they need to bring with them? And really, how long does the process take?
The process doesn't take long at all. If they bring their statement in and stuff, that is fantastic because then the process is very quick. And very fast. If they have their payment stubs, their checks made out, have their cash ready, you know, they can be in and out in a matter of a couple minutes, depending on the wait line. We can look it up, though. If they don't have their statements, for some reason they didn't get them in the mail, we can look it up by the name, property address, other avenues to look that up to get that taken care of for them.
So if there are folks that are late, what kind of penalties are we looking at?
it's not much. It's just a few pennies here and there, you know, if you come in on the 21st. So it doesn't amount to a whole lot of dollars.
Yeah. Understood. Sharon, before we let you go here, what other items do you have that are percolating right now in the office as you get at the end of the calendar year and get started with the 2022? Obviously, you're going to have, I think, another vehicle tag deadline here before the month is out. But what else is processing right now?
Well, that's really, I mean, we've got the tag deadline will be on the 29th because we are actually closed to the public on the 30th because that is the day that we do our in-house inventory and get all the books balanced and ready to roll over for the new year, get the computer system changed over to the new year and ready for next year to get things going.
So what are you closed for the holidays, any, Sharon?
Yes, we are actually closed on the 24th, okay. That Christmas Eve. We're closed then. And like I said, we're closed to the public on the 30th, and then we are closed the 31st for the holiday.
All right, sounds good. In case people, again, want more information here about the first half property tax deadline or any other upcoming deadlines, how best to reach you. And, again, remind folks of those options for getting those property tax payments into you.
Yeah, they're more than welcome to come into the office. Like I said, anytime you can call us at 341-3255. You can submit your payments through the Dropbox online or through the mail. And if you do it by mail or Dropbox or online, if it's done or postmarked by the 20th, which is the deadline, there is no penalty. You will be fine.
Well, as always, Sharon, we appreciate your time. Thanks for the timely information, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to everybody. You guys hang on to your hats today.
No doubt about that. Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thanks.
All right, Lyon County Treasurer Sharon Cady joining us on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker segment, tentatively we have Fridays open. That likely will be filled here this morning. And we already have a couple for the Christmas week that are already claimed as well. So give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. We get our biweekly update on COVID-19 response, and this is going to probably be a thick report tomorrow. Lyon County Public Health Emergency Preparedness Director Jennifer Milburn joins us at 7:15 tomorrow morning.
Hey, and our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham and Emporia. Mel's Tire, where service is not expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire. KVOE Live and Local 730, 64 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Every body is different. Some get injured and others wear down. At